My name is Oladiji Emmanuel Olamide, popularly known as MLAD, the President, Faculty of Education. Keep listening to What's Up UNILAG podcast. Thank you.
Hello, hello, hello. Once again, welcome to What's Up UNILAG podcast. Is your favorite people in the building today we have, you know who is talking, we have Didi Chidiogo and it's called Didi with you, and once again with me, of course I can't be alone, is
Farida is back in the building.
Yeah.
My name is Farida, aka Fari for real, on all social media platforms. And Didi, I could tell them who we have today, who we are seated across.
Oh my goodness.
You guys should do drum rolls.
Go. You guys don't know the pains it took us to get access to
this important figure in the University of Lagos.
That is, the University of Lagos would not exist without him, obviously. Yes. So we have the president of the Faculty of Education. Everybody knows Faculty of Education. The first faculty ever. Well, yes. After science, of course. But well, we have the Faculty of Education president with us. Say hi, Emmanuel.
Hello, everyone. My name is Oladeji Emmanuel, popularly known as MLAD. And I'm the president of the Faculty of Education, Nigerian University Education Student Association. Thank you.
Very brief, very short, very precise. So I want to get into asking you questions. Okay. So first thing on my mind is, what motivated you to contest for the position of president of NUESA?
Okay, it's actually a long story. My political aspiration didn't just start now. It started when I was in my 100 level. I discovered that a lot of things are not right in the University of Lagos first, and in my faculty too. Like you said the other time, you know, education is the first faculty, it is the mother of all faculty. Yes, it is not, it is the fact, you understand? But getting into the University of Lagos, it wasn't that way. I've applied to the University of Ibadan, and I'm very close to University of Ibadan before coming to University of Lagos. There, it is always very difficult to study education, unlike University of Lagos. I remember vividly when I was applying to study education economics, which I'm studying now in University of Lagos, I met the cutoff in 2015, yes, 2015 year. And the cutoff for economics then was 62, while economics education was 68.5. So it's always higher. So you would believe that, and you can also see that education deserves more. But on getting here in University of Lagos, I noticed the dichotomy in the way with the treat us, the resources allocation and all. Even though we command a big percentage, we make up a big percentage in the student body for populace of University of Lagos. But it's just quite unfortunate though. So when I came in, I saw the problem of information asymmetry as one big issue, because there's this up school thing that we all have in our head and down school. Faculty of Social Sciences, Environmental Sciences and Education are the down school, while Arts, Sciences, Engineering and Law are the up school. So yeah, it is always happening in hall school, up school rather, not down school. The little, you know, there's a core and there's a peripheral. So let's say the core is campus, while the peripheral is newer. So it doesn't even get to education, to the gate at all. But we've all forgotten that for you to even get to Faculty of Sciences, you have to come through the gate where Faculty of Education is.
Mad. You actually mentioned that. It's very intriguing. Okay. So what are you planning on doing, or what have you been doing to curb this or dichotomy between education students and other faculties, or this or misconception of inferiority that should not be existing?
Yeah.
What are you doing, or what do you plan on doing?
Okay. On my own, as an individual, I will use my class as an example. When I was in year one also, my year three student then, who happened to have faced this whole problem or dichotomy, the treatment we're talking about, reached out to us and told us that yes, education economics is not a barrier. Yes, it is a known fact that many of us here don't even choose education at all. We only find our savior. Well, it wasn't our choice. So they said we can still do well. We can do better. We don't need to, you know, relegate ourselves to the background because of that. So most of the courses we take in upschool, we always make sure that we do well, just to prove a point. And you can also say it in your, I'm sure you take education courses, students take courses with you guys. So and I'm sure you can also confirm that, you get. So that's how we've been able to, you know, help ourselves to treat that. And since my year 2, year 3, we've always orientated our 100 level student to make it better. That's one. And on the other side, we make sure that whatever activity that is going up or not up campus, we always find ourselves, you know, engaging ourselves and making sure that we are doing the same thing. And as the president of the faculty now, one of the things that pushed me, that motivated me to run, which was your former question, was during the SAS protest. That's one. Two was empowerment. Our students, whether sciences, whether law, whether MBBS, you know, medicine and surgery, whether education, when we graduate from school, a very minute percentage of us can, you know, gain, just on the rarely cases, used to have employment, you know, I mean lucrative ones. So it then comes to diversification. So I saw that in SARS protest as a way, you know, it really opened my eyes to see the dichotomy also in the unfairness that exists among the populace of the world and Nigeria as a case study. That some people are up there looking at us down, roaming around the street. They can play us like a game and nothing will happen. So, but then I now come back to, how did these people get into power? It is through these same people that are protesting. So what made them vote for them if they think they are not worthy? Poverty and hunger. Because you go to places where they are voting on election day, you see them sharing 1,000 naira, and people will be eager to press, you know, to turn print for that party that have done them well by giving them Congo of rice, you know, the Jericho of beans and all. So it's all come from poverty. That's just the root of everything. And I think poverty is now a strategy that is being used against the populace of Nigeria to just toil us any way they want. I mean, talking about the politician now. So I have to get involved. So like I said, empowerment. Yes, I said, when you look at the problem of Nigeria, it's most of this problem comes from the political aspect, even though there are other things. But when you say corruption, people that are, they said money is not always enough for those that have it. But I can tell you categorically clear that it will be much more expensive to bribe people if your price is very high, unlike it is in Nigerian politics where people sell their vote for just as cheap as Derek of beans, 2 packet of Indomie, and no, 1 Congo of rice and curry like that, or 1,000 naira note. You understand? So now it's all boils down to poverty and
education.
Not education, having a way to survive. And I said, if each of us, no, every one of us has our own price very high, and what can affect our price is that you are already worth 1 million naira. Nobody will come and ask you to vote for another person with just 1,000 naira, with 10,000 naira, with 100,000 naira, maybe. You understand? So if the politicians will now come to the polling units during election to come and share 100,000 naira each for everybody, it won't even be lucrative to go into politics, because many of them are even going because of the money. So the investments won't worth the ROI at the end of the day.
If you
take a look at it.
Bring to our level.
You are starting very education now.
Yes. Okay. We know it's your area. But
okay,
like,
you see.
To a layman's level, because there are a lot of layman people that is listening to us.
We are all educated.
And then you're a president, you understand, but it's like you're rubbing it on our face.
No. So what I'm trying to say in essence is that we should just add value to ourselves. Mm. And a way to add value to ourselves is not just so that we are not going to look cheap, or we are not going to be cheap to those people using us as a tool. You understand? So if everybody is okay, like empowered, can fend for themselves, like I used to say, if I have the opportunity to become the president of Nigeria, I will not do anything better than what Barry has done. But what I will just make sure we have in Nigeria is that a poor man will be able to eat 3 times daily, we'll be able to have good shelter and maybe drive a nice car. Even I'm not even sure driving a car is even compulsory. It's just a necessity. If the train station is working perfectly, if the BRT like we have in Lagos is working, and we have it all over the place like UK and the rest of those developed countries, you know, they are going to live comfortably. Where people trying to leave Nigeria to other places not because of anything better, but because of the life. So if we can have good life, Nigeria is going to be a better place. You understand? So that's one thing that motivated me.
So I want to ask, I mean, this is a very interesting, I mean, what you said is very good, and I'm very honored to be in your wide range of your knowledge, you know, something like that. But what legacy would you want to have when you leave this post? What would you want to be remembered for? What do you want your team or the younger parts to remember you for? What do you want to leave behind? And they'll say that, okay, I know that Oladeji Emmanuel did this, and when he was around, this was this. What is that? Is it whatever it is? What do you think you want
to think
remember for?
That is the basic idea of my agenda.
What is the basic
empowerment? Yes, empowerment. So it's my administration is tagged empowerment. Empower 21. And what we are looking forward to doing is having to instill or impact people with, you know, globally demand skill sets like media, video editing, you know, cryptocurrency trading, tech, and the rest of those things. Now we have recently I made a research and I discovered that there's this thing on trailers that very few countries or universities, you know, take it as a course. But then we have some people in Nigeria doing the practical. They might not be able to, you know, have a curriculum around it. I saw it and I called some people that knows about this thing. They said, yes, there's a way you can develop a curriculum, teach people and have them go to Ladipo Market and all those places to do internships. So those are the things. I just want people that know me or people that benefited from this administration to remember that once upon a time, there was somebody that gave me what I'm using to feed now.
We need the drum rolls already.
So very interesting stuff you have there, and plans for your faculty, Empower 21, Empower 22, whichever it is. So let's drift a bit to Council of Faculty Presidents. What impact do you have in the Council of Faculty Presidents, or what do you plan to achieve in the council? Also, the reinstatement of Students' Union in University of Lagos, what do you think about it? What do you think about it generally? And what is the Council of Faculty Presidents trying to do in respect of the reinstatement of SUG, University of Lagos?
Okay, to the best of my knowledge, because as it is now, I'm CA President-elect, and like Yoruba say, and I'll quote that, Omo kin bere kutu pa bebe onti towe ba te okuda. Like, what that means literally is that if you have not held onto a cutlass, you can't be asking who killed your father or what killed my father. It's like you want to take a revenge and the weapon is still with those people that killed your father. You're not saying who killed my father. You want to, you know, you can't do anything. So, about the CFP, last year I was a PRO, like you've seen. I interviewed the Pro-Chancellor, University of Lagos. No. And I mentioned SUG to him. He told me some things, which I may not say now. Well, one of those things he said was to go back to the roots, check the cause of the problem. Why was SUG proscribed in the first place? And in my own little way, I've been able to research. So I was trying to check the University of Lagos campus when there was SUG and when SUG was proscribed. Yes, there are some bad things that happen. No, obviously, they will never, you know, talk about the good side of having SUG. You understand? But one of those things I noticed then was insecurity. They will tell you that SUG will bring cultism on campus, SUG, like many things like that. But then, and also, if you check the reason why it was proscribed, it was due to complaints from students. We all learned about Adeyeye's, you know, having to come back on campus, come and complete his education after 5 years, right?
Yes.
What led to the to the protest then was not having light, which is still happening now, offering the light by 8 a.m. and having to bring it by 7 p.m. in the hostel. You understand? It is uncalled for. And if you ask, I've never asked the management before, they would tell you that it's because it's a government university, it's because government is not providing money enough to do this and to do that. You know, they, and if you tell them, if you mention Babcock or any other university to them, they will tell you, do you know how much they are paying? Which is not dumb, and like, to me, because this set of persons didn't pay when they went to school, you understand? But they had good life. Some of them even enjoyed free meal, you understand? They are not thinking of letting that legacy, you know, looking for a way to extend, to sustain that legacy. Rather, they are just looking for excuses to make it worse. Now, I don't want to digress much from what you guys asked me, but SUG left this campus because of, after that protest, protesting because there was no lights, amongst other things. And what the DSA said, DSA is supposed to be a channel between the students and the management, because we can't always rush to the Senate building or to the VC every time. But then VC has it, because if you check, the DSA office is under the office of the Vice Chancellor, right? So every complaint, whatever we need, whatever the VC asks for us, have to come through the DSA. It's just a channel. That office is just a channel. But then the way it is in the University of Lagos now, it's even the bus stop. Mm-hmm. You understand? It's just a bus stop. So they went to the place and they quote, I may be wrong, and that could be a lie because I was not present there. So they said that the DSA said, instead of you to be reading, you are protesting.
Wow.
You understand? Now, what they protested for, if I were to be in the helm of affairs as the VC then, I won't have any problem with this. Sorry is not a big word to say. Explaining to the student is not bad. Taking that as a constructive criticism against their management is not bad. But I think as a management, they are supposed to talk to the professors of engineering faculty to provide solution to we can have hydropower. This is University of Lagos. This is Lagoon. They will never think of practical solutions to problem. We have accommodation issue. People are paying 600,000. What difference is there between us and people studying Covenant and Babcock University? If you check their tuition, I'm not sure it's up to 1 m. But if you want to live comfortably, we're in University of Lagos. Yes, our school fees might be 25,000, maybe. But you know, you need to pay 600,000 to live comfortably outside campus. If you don't get accommodation on campus, if you ask them, they tell you And now this is a government university where they are not here to make profit, but to make, you know, one, provide and make sure that everybody becomes illiterate, and also to make, you know, to provide for our social welfare. But all these things are like, we are not talking about these things again. All we do now is just how to make money, how to just chase clout, just to be okay on the social media and let people see us well from outside. Just this convocation that they just ended. The president's supposed to lead procession. Yes, that's where it is being done anywhere. I'll take it or leave it. But then we are not called. Let's say because we are elect. We are not, we are just president elect and not president yet. But at least it's a level of authority that students trust us to vote us into power. We have the legitimacy, even though we don't have the mandate yet. So it means if a logical person will reason to pick people to represent students, you should know that it's those people that was able to win election. It's a game of number. We have choices, and these people have emerged as winner. You understand what I'm trying to say? They should have called them to even come and... But because they know it is important and they always want to look good on the outside, they had to go and pick students who are not even leaders at all, just ordinary student volunteers. They pick them to come and lead procession. They give them the gown and all those things are not really the problem. But then it shows that University of Lagos knows the right thing, but they don't just want to do it. They know that they can't explain to people coming, the visitors coming from outside, that there are no students to lead procession. So you just need to put somebody else there. And if you keep on giving this little, no indulgence to student leaders and all, they will know that yes, we need student union government. the calendar we are using in University of Lagos, students supposed to be part of the people making the calendar. The waiverism of the student, so in the committee, students are supposed to be represented. The money and all those convocation and ceremony stuff, we're supposed to have SUG student representative there. So to explain to students, because they think they can always, I heard about Mr. Unilag, I've heard about Ms. Jambite and all those things. Things that students are supposed to be doing for one another, the management is now doing, because they just want, you know, absolute power corrupts absolutely. They just want all the power to themselves. They don't mind, they believe they can always get things done by dividing the student and using some other side to rule. Maybe those side that does not know that they are not supposed to be doing it. One of those people they call for possession couldn't do it. Told them point blank that he won't be able to do it because the presidents are there. If only all the students are politically conscious, we would have our SUG back, which I pray and I'm trying to see if you can bring it back. Yes, there could be problems, you understand? There could be problems because they will always tell you the negative side of having SUG. And one of those things is that courtism will come back on campus. Courtism, I don't know, I don't have facts, but then courtism is not as a result of student union governments. Even as we don't have it, some people might have caught in this university and won't know. And now, when we didn't have SUG, a girl was stabbed along Medical Center DLI Road the other day, right?
Yeah.
And since then, they learned that there should be light there and there should be a patrol vehicle there. That's what they ought to have done those years instead of prescribing SUG. If they said there's insecurity on campus, why not double up the number of security guys we have on campus? Instead of sending students away, it has now gotten to the extent that even security. One of these days, I went to multiple schools to go and hack on behalf of my students. When should they come back for their screening? Because a lot of them missed their day schedule. They are scheduled to have their own screen because their documents were not complete. And some of them came earlier the second day and was not attended to because they are supposed to attend to other departments. Sorry, yes. So I went there to go and ask if those people should come back, if they should wait, or when should they come back? Because we have the publicity. They can't have it like us. When you check socialization, the one we did in social study from our primary school days, there was no management and student. There was no leader and follower. What we have there is family, peer groups. So if you really need implementation and to make things work, you just inculcate in us the right sense of leadership and let us peer to peer socialize and make this thing a culture, not by trying to run from responsibility and looking for a way to siphon and no. Please, I will have just continued talking.
In fact, I enjoyed that.
No, I actually enjoyed the
answer.
So, Emmanuel, it seems you have a very, very deep interest in politics. So, would you like to run for one of, Nigerian politics?
Well, my...
Do you have plans?
Yes, I have plans, but then I said, me going into politics will be as a result of me trying to give back into the community. So after my school now, what I'm trying to do is to maybe chant now.
Well, I thought you were advising us not to chant.
Yes, but right now,
okay,
the best solution is to do that. No, be okay there. Try to establish yourself. If you check all these guys too, apart from these, if you take Femi Gbajabi Amila as an example, you rarely see anybody holding that top position apart from the Northerners. I'm very sorry to say, because I think I'm right. If you go and check
You're
their
right,
portfolio,
actually.
So everybody from the South and Southwest here, you notice that their primary school, Igbobi College, University of Lagos, Kribri Lonjong, Kinekon School, certificate, diploma in Western University, and like that before they come back to come and you get. So there's a reason. So let's assume that thing is, because if you check our standard of education here, can you compare with Hong Kong? No. Can you compare with other countries around the world? They have about 60%, huge percent of their revenue going into education, going into research. Not 4%, 7% out of 100 now. You get. So we need to really go and learn something there and come and develop this place. So I'll be coming back later when I can feed my family well, and so that I can prove that I'm not coming in because of money.
Yes.
You understand?
Also,
so
I get dollars.
Yes, let me be okay. So that I won't have to be running know, getting people to vote for you. Let people see the credibility.
Don't worry, I'm with you.
But if you notice, the only free and fair election we have, when I read through these, the biography of MKO Abiola, you saw that the old nation came out, not because of the money he's going to give them, but what he has done, because it's okay. If it's by money, I can see maybe they don't want to declare, but I'm very sure that Elon Musk and the rest of those guys can come to the country, and if they are Nigerians and win comfortably, even if they want to pay us 20,000 each, which now politician will not even dare to do. Would not even dare to do. You get.
I have a final question.
Okay,
so I want to ask you, why are you giving me eye?
I want to see
where
the question is
coming from. How accessible are you as a president?
Well,
wait though, I'm not done. Oh. For us, we've had an experience with trying to get this interview to happen for weeks now.
No.
We have not been able to get a hold of you. So is this how you are with your students? Students of the Faculty of Education. Can someone just ring Alpha Emmanuel? There's something going on and we need you. How long is it going to take for you to respond, or how accessible are you as a president? That is all I have to know. Because me, I have beef with you, to be honest. But I'm going to keep the beef away. I'll allow you to answer this question. Just answer.
How accessible I am is no relative, let me put it that way. But to my students, I always make sure I am there for them as well.
So you are partial to us because we are not your students. Wow.
No.
You are discriminating.
I'm going somewhere. Because anything that has to do with my personal life, I've learned to sacrifice since I became the PRO. Even some things I'm not supposed to do, I will always do. The 10-man cabinet, administration, we have the VP in charge of academics, we have different duties for each person, but because of my accessibility, I ended up doing almost having impact in all those. The AGS is supposed to have the database. The last administration, I kept and managed the database of the faculty. If the lecturer needs, I want to have the names and number of everybody in year 3, they will not reach out to the AGS, they will reach out to the PRO. And I want to ask if this information is genuine, Alpha, the PRO. And I've tried to reach the president, the PRO. So that alone made me have a lot of contacts, that even sometimes when I wake up in the morning, and not forgetting that I'm a student, to quickly attend to my mom and even some family chats, to be lost in between student chats. And you discover that most of them are asking the same question at the end of the day. So what I used to do is to use my status to answer these questions. Once I can deduce, just practical example, it happened yesterday. I posted something in my status and I admonish all my students to please attend the FET tutorial, because people don't like to come for the classes. And one of them said it's because whatever they teach in class does not really come out in the exam. I said, okay, don't miss the FET tutorial. So all of a sudden I just saw green like that. I was like, as I opened the first one, second one, third one, fourth one, fifth one, to 10. And I noticed that when they were swiping up on my status and asking when is the story aware. So I told my VP, please send me the graphics of that story, let me post. Because now I will have answered a lot of people with just that alone. So that's
that. Sense.
And if you want to ask also how accessible I am, maybe you should just call the student and ask. Because even because you guys are seeing me here now. Even not because you guys are seeing me in the office, it's very difficult to know that I'm the president of Faculty of Education.
That's a very political answer. But we're going to, don't worry, we're going to accept that.
This is my favorite part of this interview.
I say it all the time.
This is my favorite part, away from the politics and the whole thing.
Okay.
So I want to know how much of an Akokat you are.
I'm basically playing games.
Yeah.
So how ready are you for the games?
Okay, let's see.
How ready are you? I would see that energy.
Are you into history?
History? Of the University of Lagos.
Yes.
Yeah, I can try.
Yeah, okay. Let's begin.
Okay, so where is the main auditorium located and where is multipurpose hall located?
Okay. Multipurpose hall is at opposite environmental sciences, close to the gates. Why? The main auditorium is close to the lagoon.
What are the names of the auditorium? The original
name of multipurpose hall is Jelly Omotola. why the main auditorium is GF Ajayi.
You got it.
Okay.
1 point.
Okay.
So, okay. Who is the first vice chancellor of UNILAG?
Oh, the first vice chancellor is Professor Saburi Biobaku, if I'm not mistaken.
You're mistaken.
let me try again.
Okay. He's very popular. Very, very popular.
Very popular name.
The first.
Yeah.
It's popular like this on this campus.
I'm coming. Let me try it.
King Jaja.
It can't be King Jaja. It can't be a new joke also.
Are you sure?
I think that should be the second to me or the third.
Why do you say that?
The last time I checked, I think it is. Okay. Aduvu is not. No. Lodan? No, wait, I'm coming. Chef, I think
just admit
help me, help me, help me. Yeah, I think, yes, I've forgotten the arrangement. I've forgotten the arrangement.
Okay.
But I know it's one of
it's
those.
It's Eninjoku.
Mm-hmm. But you say it's on the same
professor.
I forgot
Eninjoku.
The arrangement.
After Eninjoku. Biobaku now.
That is Biobaku.
Just the arrangement, so I try.
Okay. So what year was the University of First Choice, UNILAG, established?
If you remember when you went to studies, when you wanted to study in this interview the other time, you said, this is the main place, this is where, this, the
Emmanuel,
good way that I'm coming.
Yeah.
Let me brag, that where you are seated right now used to be the Visis Lodge in 1962.
Yes, it's true. That's true.
Do you understand? This is the
Visis Lodge. That's bragging.
No. Yeah. So, 1962. But,
thank you for the history.
Yes.
Maybe you should be doing history, Sam. But no. I had the wrong faculty.
No. I think I'm in the right place.
I saw that you mentioned that you interviewed pro-chancellor. So, yeah. Who is the first pro-chancellor? Or who is the current pro-chancellor, University of Lagos? The current.
Okay, Dr. Senator, or I don't know which one to put first. Dr. Senator Prince Larry Ted Joshua.
That's the only president that has gotten it.
Are you serious?
Yes, you're the only president. That's. We'll give you that. So, okay, ask this one.
So,
maybe we should also go there.
No, it's
7 seconds.
Yeah,
yes, okay. In 7 seconds without counting. How many hostels do we have in UNILAG Akoka campus?
Akoka campus?
Yes.
We have...
Seven. 7 seconds, go. 7, 6, 5, don't count. 4.
Okay, we have
3.
7.
Faculty of Education, this is your president!
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Final answer.
8 years. I'm sure. Yeah. Three.
Wow.
Oh no. Neo, why are you guys just you know why? You know why? That one building that they changed to Makama. No, not even Academy. I'm okay. That Neo was the place I had the problem now. I won't count Academy because.
Obviously,
not open, you understand? So, but what I did was to quickly sum these three of campus plus honors. That's the three of campus plus honors. You know, we have that you have 6 there. So I assume that Makama, Fagwa, and MTH, and Nijokun, but I forgot that. Should I do this? It's okay.
You're still wrong.
But then I'm wrong. I understand. But at least, like I mentioned,
did you help us tell
me
the answer?
We have 12.
12, okay. Considering the Erastos and Erica, right?
No.
Why?
Just the undergraduates.
Undergraduates, how come?
We have...
I'm sorry, maybe I have an excuse. No, there's no... We don't have excuse for failure. Most of those hostels...
You're not excused. Stop explaining.
Are for females, so you can't expect me to know.
This or that. You choose one of the options. Loyalty or confidence.
It's your just answer. One. There's no right or wrong answer.
There's no right or wrong.
Just tell us the one that you prefer.
Loyalty or competence?
Competence.
Why?
because I think competence is objective while loyalty is subjective.
Mm. Okay, so Lagoon Front or Love Garden? I mean, there are places that two people don't really get to be honest.
I
go. I should have not said education gates.
You are not serious. Okay, let's
All right, so Kuti.
Sorry, you are not serious. I will choose Love Garden. Love Garden.
Okay, well, how many times have you been to Love Garden this year?
This year? I've been quite busy. I've not been going since my year 2.
Abula Village or Iya Moria?
I'll choose Miriam, Abula Village.
You know her?
I know.
That's why you're saying.
So you see now that loyalty. You see loyalty. That's what it brings. Because I should be loyal.
So do you watch football? You watch football, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so a very popular football question: Ronaldo or Messi?
Oh my God! Don't even say twice. Cristiano dos Santos Aveiro. Hey. Babe.
Hey. Opa. Yeah.
Ah.
You called
his fool. Yes. So GOH. That's the national honor.
Next one we have is love or money.
Money. Just like money is important.
Everybody got to pick money.
That's the truth because it seems
physical or virtual classes.
Please put the scope or country.
In Nigeria now.
In Nigeria.
In University of Lagos.
Physical.
It's like it's not without doubt.
Don't even try it. Physical. I can explain why, but physical.
No, explain. No, explain.
So, 8 a.m. classes or 4 to 6 classes? Which would you prefer, the evening classes or the morning classes?
I'll prefer 8 to 10.
8 a.m. to 10,
yeah. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean I think they'll be a joke.
So, dating your classmate or classmates or not?
Actually, my girlfriend is my classmate.
How many years?
Since my year 1.
Since you're year 1? And you're in what year now?
I mean, my finals.
Wow. Where would I find this low?
He's the only one that's...
He's the only one.
Yeah, that
you
that's
said
that
he's dating, currently dating
is. Wow. Where did they find this low?
Where
would I find my cousin?
Isn't this really like for
yeah?
I'm telling you.
No.
Love people
have
I
you
know
listened?
Those
have you listened to our podcast?
No. No, when he called me out, that was the first time I was
hearing about it.
Okay, let's give you a tip.
Okay.
Go and listen to Relationship on WhatsApp in your life.
I hear our experiences with dating.
Yes, in University of Lagos. But I'm sure you've had good experience. Yeah. So, big ups to you.
So, what would you like to say to the students of the Faculty of Education listening to this podcast right now? They can hear you. They're listening to you. The president that
and
they have elected.
The
president that they have elected. Yeah. What do you want to say to them?
One word is I love all of them. Oh. That's one. And two is that they should be expectant and be ready to be empowered. Please. Because in my own little way, they've given me their mandate just like I didn't promise it. I used to say that I won't promise what I can't do. Even with the one I think I can do, I always tell them that let's hope that God make it easy for us to accomplish, you understand? So my message to them is to be patient, be expectant, and be supportive. Because I can't do it alone. I'm also a student. I'm just here to lead and to serve. Thank you so much.
We've come to a beautiful session with the end of a beautiful session.
I particularly had a lot of fun, to be honest. I didn't expect to have this kind of fun.
Yes, actually. Based on
our experience.
Yes!
Thank
you so much for your time. We hope to have you here again. Adios, Emmanuel. Take care.
Thank you.